soul on fire. Whatever it is, whatever it feels, whatever it is, it won't let me. Oh, my peace. Makes folks say I'm acting strange.
What is this?
Makes me wanna run on in Jesus' name. Love all.
thank you.
I can't help but thank you, Lord. I can't help but lift my voice. When burdens were heavy, you raised me and gave me strength. I needed to go on. I can't help but praise your name. I can't help but lift my hands, yeah. When I strayed away, you forgave me and saved me and gave me another chance. Oh, oh, oh. So many things you've given I did not deserve and didn't earn. You could have just chose to give up on me. Instead, you've always taken care of me. You've held me, you've kept me, you've loved me through good times and bad times. I'm glad. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for me, Lord. Thank you for turning my head into tape. Ooh,
I can't help but give you my all. I can't help but try my best, yes. I know I can lean on you, count on you. I can depend on you. With you, I'm truly blessed. I can't help but love you right. And I can't help but try to do right by you. Lord, you called me your own and you made me belong, all in spite of the wrong I do. After all of my mistakes, you should have just turned and walked away. You held me when I felt like giving up. When I slipped and fell down, you picked me up. You constantly show me you love me. You show you think of me. I praise you. God,
give you my heart, Lord. Here in your presence, I am made. You know my name. Sing this before we sing. You know my name.
Tashikov's Liturgy. You know my name. And this is one by Kathy Taylor. Oh, how precious. Hope you guys are enjoying the Gospel Explosion coming to you each and every Sunday right here on this network, Studio W. The Bugs.
What a day the Lord has made on this resurrection morning. Hopefully you got up with the sunshine of God's grace and mercy shining in your face and on your heart all around you, letting you know that you too have a brand new day. Resurrection Sunday is like a brand new year for believers, because it emphasizes, punctuates the wonderful works of God to give us new life. And if you haven't never started all over before, certainly the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is all the incentive you need in order to want to get right with God. The old saints used to say, get right with God and do it now. Get right with God and he will show you how. Down at the cross where he shed his blood, get right with God, get right with God. I want to share a scripture from the Gospel of Matthew regarding this blessed day. And as you hear these words about this blessed morning in which he was not found in the tomb, let it inspire hope and joy in your heart about the life at the end of you. In Matthew chapter 28, it reads like, "In the end of Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for feet, the keepers did shake and become as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word." Thank God somebody ran to tell that. As you hear the word today comes forth in this ministry of preaching and worship, receive it in your heart and then run and tell that Jesus Christ lives and Christ still saves. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for the day. Thank you for the reminder. Thank you for the celebration all over the world that you came into this world, Savior. You came into the world to be the Son of God, revealing the Father's love. And you're showing us right, Lord God, you did that. And we pray that we will show the same love one to another as you share with us the victory that you won over sin, death, hell, and the grave. It means we have nothing to fear, because greater is he that is in us than is in this old world. Oh, Lord, keep us for thy name's sake, we pray, to do your blessed will, and may you get all the glory from our living. And when it's our time, Lord God, to go into the dust once again, we pray that our spirit will come majestically as you lead us into coronation in glory above. Let it be so according to your word and your will, through Christ the Lord. Amen and amen.
but not my soul. I slipped in the water. I slipped in the water. I slipped in the water. Went down in that water. Went down in that water. Anybody been to the river? Anybody been baptized? Has your soul been converted? And you feel alright? Said I slipped in the water. Said I slipped in the water. Said I slipped in the water. Slipped in the water. Slipped in the water. Said in the water was cold. Said the water was cold. Said that water was cold. Said that water was cold. Chill my body. Chill my body. Chill my body. But not my soul. I made it great. Said I sweep the sound that saved a wreck. A wreck like me. I was a Lord. Anybody hear me, Lord? Anybody hear me, Lord? Anybody hear me, Lord? Come on. Anybody hear me, Lord? But Jesus found you. And you're free at last. Anybody free at last? Anybody free at last? I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water. I stepped in the water.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Happy Resurrection Day, Easter Sunday, and this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Dr. Owens just read a scripture that I was going to come from, but that's okay. I'm going to talk about Jesus. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. And I just spoke from John chapter 1, verse 14. And I want to discuss with us today that Jesus is the winner. We are also the winners because he was the Word and he became flesh and he made his dwelling among us. You know, when you think about it, how hell must have celebrated the day Jesus was crucified. The Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us, the only begotten of the Father. Yet he had just died on a cross, but Satan's big party ended very abruptly. One author will write, in the most ironic twist of all history, what Satan meant for evil, God meant for good. Jesus' death bridges a gap between a perfect God and a fatally flawed humanity. On Good Friday, God defeated sin, he routed death, he triumphed over Satan, and he got his family back. He got us. He took the worst deed of history and turned it into his greatest victory. No wonder Jesus commanded that we never forget. Because of the cross, we have hope. I was sitting in church this morning. I'm just sitting there looking at the back of the church is the cross of Christ. No, cross to Christ. You know, but because of the cross, we have hope. It's though the servant's wondrous wounds, not his miracles, that we are healed. And if God can wrest such triumph from the jaws of an apparent defeat, what might he do with the apparent failures and hardships of our lives? Nothing, not even the murder of God's son, can end the relationship between God and human beings. In the transformation of redemption, the most villainous crime becomes our healing strength. The fatally wounded healer came back. Ooh, on Easter, he came back to us. The day that gives us a sneak preview of how all history will look from the vantage point of eternity, when every scar, every hurt, and disappointment will be seen in a different light. You know, faith begins when where it might have seemed to end, between the cross and the empty tomb. It shows the promise of history, hope for the world, and hope for each of us who lives in it. You know, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, the cross is very important. It's very, very important. And it constantly reminds us of what that cross means. The cross is universally recognized as symbolizing the Christian faith. You know, we've all seen, just watched this weekend, baseball players crossing themselves before they go to bat, you know, and jewelry stores sell gold crosses. And even today, bakers celebrate Easter with a hot cross bun, something that we serve at breakfast time. But Christianity has become a religion of the cross. The gallows, the electric chair, the gas chamber in our modern times. Normally we think of someone who does a criminal death as a failure. Yet Paul would later reflect that Christ forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code that was against us. He took it away, nailed it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. On one level, I think of individuals in our own time who disarmed the powers. You know, we've had racist sheriffs who imprisoned Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. We had authorities who imprisoned Nelson Mandela. There have been all kinds of things against it, you know, and these people that were doing what we've considered, what Jesus would consider as wrong, they all thought they were solving a problem, but instead they end up unmasking their own violence and injustice. When Jesus died, even a gruff Roman soldier was moved to exclaim, "This man certainly was the Son of God." He saw the contrast between the brutish colleagues and their victim, who forgave them in his dying gasp, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That pale figure nailed to a cross beam revealed the ruling powers as false gods who broke their own lofty promises of piety and justice. Religion, not irreligion, accused Jesus. The law, not lawlessness, had him executed. By their rigged trials and their scourging and violent opposition to Jesus, the political and religious authorities exposed themselves for what they were. Each assault, each time, they laid bare their illegitimacy, yet in the end, Jesus wins. That's what I love about it. He comes out on top. That's what God is all about. And when we have faith, we always know that God is there, and he listens to our needs and our wants and the things that are bothering us, things that are holding us back from having the faith of Christ. Jesus is there all the time, and sometimes we have to go through our own trial and tribulation to know that he's always there. He's always there. Ooh, Lord, this is such a beautiful day. It's, you know, the day that every day that God gives us is a beautiful day, but to me this day is very special because it's a new beginning. The resurrection is a new beginning. We can start all over. You know, we can hail to the King that Jesus is not dead. He just is not dead. And we need to go forth, just like Matthew 28:19-12. We need to go into the world and start making disciples. We're supposed to be disciples, and we need to go make more. So that's what Jesus is to us this beautiful Sunday morning. You know, I just, it's almost takes my breath away that this little black girl from Sioux City, Iowa, God entered her life when she was 12 years old. I was baptized because I knew what it was about. I knew what it meant, and I've never forgotten it. Even though I've strayed, that's for sure I've strayed, but I always knew where I was going to come back to because God was always there through trials and tribulations, through the deaths of family members and a sick sister, losing a brother. He was always there, even the times when the house was so quiet because we've lost our family, some of our family. God was there, and I can remember my mother and my father telling me that it wasn't always going to be like that, that they were now with the Lord. And that's all we have to remember, that they're not in the better place. They're always in the best place. You know, you know, Jesus commanded that we should never forget. Because the cross, we have hope. If God can take Jesus basically out of the jaws of death, that's what I call it, then surely he can fix whatever's going on wrong in our lives. He shows us daily miracles. Every time the sun rises, or sets, it's a miracle. It's Jesus. It's God. He's done that. He put Jesus there for us. And I'm telling you, oh, Lord, have mercy. It's just a blessing that we can go to someone that he's there when we need help. And just to get up in the morning and see the rain, see the mountains, see the grass, see the flowers. That's because God put his son here for us so we can enjoy it and love it and pass that on to somebody else when we see them downtrodden and worried or thinking that there's nobody there for them. God is there. He has sent his son. And, you know, not even the murder of his son can end the relationship between him and us. I love that. I love that. You know, let me catch myself. Let me get myself together. I like the fact that because he went on the cross, he gave us all our sins. You know, he canceled all that stuff that was against us. He paid a debt that we owed and couldn't pay, and he paid it for us. God is so good. I love him that he sent his son into the world to relieve of us all the hurt and the anxiety. And I don't know where we would all be if we couldn't call on Jesus Christ. Not just Jesus, Jesus the Christ. He is the everlasting, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's done so much for us, and we have to remember to never forget. You know, we take the communion, Lord's Supper, every first Sunday of the month, and that's to be remembered. We need to remember what he went through for us to be able to emulate the elements, the bread and the blood, which is characterized by wine or grape juice. We must never, ever forget who he is. We think we know who we are, but we need to constantly remember that we belong to him, and only him can he ever bring us up round about the way he wants us to order our steps for us to be in his will and not ours. God is so good. And I love the fact that He knew what he was going to do when his son had to go through what he went through. I can't imagine any parent being able to watch their child go through what Jesus Christ went through. God must not have been happy, you know. And every time I step out of the way or say something or do something that I know is not right, I know he's looking at me, and I know I don't want that ordinance against me. So I have to ask for forgiveness all the time. We all must ask for forgiveness. We all must continue to do the things that he wants us to do. And that's always the right thing. We must go out and do what Jesus said in Matthew 28:19-20, to go out and make disciples. We say we are disciples. So we must go out and find those people who are lost, who don't know who Jesus is, to make sure that they have something that we have, and we need to share it with them. We want to share it with them. And I know sometimes it's hard. And I know this weekend I was sorry to see so many homeless people. I saw tents all over the city, something we've never had before. But they're all over, they're not just this city, but they're all over the world. But it's sad to say that that's probably where we need to begin. One of our congregants this morning talked about taking our bulletins and make them a tool to bring Christ to someone. So with that being said, that's what we have to do. We say we're Christians, and that's the first act, is to help somebody else. And what was that saying a long time ago? What would Jesus do? We know what Jesus would do. We know what Jesus would do, so we just need to emulate what he would do, because that's why we're Christians. That's why we got baptized. That's why we say we love him. That's why we order our steps. That's why we talk about our faith. This is the time we need to show how much faith we have, is when we step into the life of someone who is not as well off as we are. And when I say well off, and I don't mean financially, or I'm talking about being well off to know the Lord Jesus Christ. They need him, just like we need him. If we think we need him, we must know that they need him as well. Those people that walk, sometimes people walk through the doors on Sunday morning. They don't know what they're going to find when they get here, but hopefully when they leave, they find that Jesus is with them. And that's all they have to do is call New Hope, or come and call, and we'll be there for them and do whatever they ask. And I know it's very hard sometimes, because just like a lot of people don't like to pray because they think the, you know, people will shun them or whatever. But I just keep, even I tell my children, your prayer is nothing but a conversation between you and the Lord. Just like you talk to me, that's what you do with the Lord. And that's what I want to do, and show those people who come through the doors of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church that we do love them. We have to learn to love them. You know, everybody's not lovable. But Jesus probably can look at us and think the same thing, but he loved us anyway. So that's what we have to do. We love him. And, you know, I want to let you know that Jesus, he is here. He is not dead, because he has risen. And the scripture says, he is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come to the place where the Lord lay. But guess what? He don't lay there no more. He's there. He's right there for us to talk to, and he's never going to leave us. Once we go to him, we're his. We're his. Even though sometimes we act like we're not, we are his. God is sometimes almost more than what we can imagine. But we need to do this to, we want to not only help other people, but we also want our churches to grow. We want our churches to grow. We need to get those people and let them find the faith that we have. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to keep them, but we want our churches to grow. We want to instruct them, and like I say, go and make disciples, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And when your focus is on not only winning people to Jesus, but making them disciples, Jesus promised us he would always be with us, and he is. He's with us. And so today, you know, we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, because Jesus rose from the dead. Oh, my God, he rose from the dead. That right there is something we should be shouting hallelujah, because there was somebody there that loved us enough that he rose from the dead. He is alive today. All those things that happened to us, the good thing, he's there with us. And so we need to be thanking him all the time. And we know that when we see people, because of Jesus, and they grow, come to us, we need to inspire them. Not only instruct them, but we need to inspire them. We need to show how motivated and excited we are about what we're doing. You know, small children, even when they're in school, they need to be instructed. This is no different when we meet somebody that does not know the Lord, Jesus Christ. We must instruct them. We must study the Bible, study the Word, so we can teach them, instruct them, and carry on whatever that we've been given by the Lord to share that with them. So I guess the last thing I want to say is I really want churches to grow, not just New Hope Mission or Baptist Church, but anybody who loves the Lord and goes, you want your church to grow. You know, it not only do we want to instruct them and inspire them, we want to involve them. We must involve them in church. All the things that we do at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church and the churches across the land with Christian faith, we must do that. We must involve them in the work of God's ministry. You know, our church has the women's ministry, the mission ministry. We have the layman ministry. Those are vehicles for us to go out into the world and do what we're supposed to do. So we need to do that every time we get the chance. You know, because I've found out he will reward each person according to what he has done. But it's up to us. We must do what he's invited us to do. And God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But I also wanted to tell you that God never fails. Just when you think that he's gone away, he's not. Because it's on this special day that he is arisen. It's this special day. You know, that's why when I think about Easter, it is a new beginning. It's for us all to start over, to thank the Lord every day when we wake up, wherever our feet hit the floor, to thank him for all the goodness that he's done. And I think he decided to endure the cross. He decided because he could have come down, but he didn't. So that, to me, is the wonder of Easter. God bless you, and I pray that you have a wonderful rest of the day. But keep in mind that God loves you. He loves you more than you love yourself. And if you want your life to change and be what God wants it to be, just call on him. He's only a prayer away. God bless you, and have a blessed day.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Arnetta. And if you're looking for a church home, if you're anywhere near the San Bernardino or anywhere in the Inland Empire, why don't you stop by 1575 West 17th Street. That's San Bernardino, California. Let me repeat, 1575 West 17th Street, San Bernardino, California. The phone number there is 909-887-2526. Happy Resurrection Day, everyone. Enjoy your Sunday. And join us each and every week here for Hope is Alive. It starts at noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the East. Preceding that, we have the Gospel Explosion right here on this network.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you. Yeah. praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought